As I told you before, we are not marveling this week. We are doing the camp theme, which was here and now. Here's the situation. You were born for such a time as this, right? You were born somewhere between 1940 and 2025 in this room. This is your time. This is your time. And what a great time. I mean, let's be honest. What a great time to be alive. It's comfortable now. I mean, can you imagine what it would have been like to be born, whatever, in the 1800s, in the 1700s, in the 1600s, whatever. Clothes weren't comfortable. No air conditioning. No car to ride in. You know, like you were born for this time. Now, here's what's tricky about this. It is 10:49 on July the 13th of 2025. You get one 10:39 of July the 13th of 2025. That's it. You're going to use this minute, presumably, sitting in church anyway. I don't think any of you will leave in this minute. You get one of these. That's it. And later this afternoon, you'll get a 5:45 and a 8:15 and a 2:30. And those minutes by minutes are precious because you only get one. Oh, sure, there's more time coming for, you know, a lot of us, a bunch of time. But you only get one of these. And so what I feel like happens to us is that we get distracted by our phones. And so let me start with this. This campus was in the middle of literally nowhere. I mean, like, it just was, there was zero cell phone service out there. You might get, like, an accidental bar here or there where you could make where your phone would make a noise. You'd be like, oh, my phone's working. Nope, it's not working anymore. It just would, it was out in nowhere. And the Wi-Fi was even terrible. And so we spent a lot of the times where our phones were just paperweights. That's all they were. And while that was really frustrating in the first moments, we began to get used to it. And it was actually quite wonderful. I start my day typically with the very first thing I do before I ever get out of bed is I try to, my first conscious thought to be, Lord, thank you for everything you've given me. I try for that to be the first thought in my brain every day. Because John Townsend once told me that, what if you wake up tomorrow with only the things that you're thankful for today, right? That's a heavy, so I just sort of cheat and say, thank you for everything, right? That way, just in case that happens tomorrow, I got everything. Anyway, but I try to make sure that it's genuine and real because I'm not awake enough to like actually start listing stuff out, but I try to put my gratefulness on display immediately first thing. And then I have a word game that I play. It's like a word search game, but they don't tell you what the words are. And so you have to kind of find it. And that's just one of the things I do to wake up. It's not the devil, but it's not godly either. It's just sort of neutral. And that's sort of how I spend my day. But with my phone being a paperweight, like it wouldn't do any of that. It wouldn't do any of the word games or any of the stuff you look at or whatever. And like, so you have to find ways to entertain yourself. And a great way to do that is simply talking to Jesus. And I'm telling you, like, it was difficult at first. Because normally, as soon as you sit down somewhere with nothing to do, what do? You pull out your phone. And you look at text messages. You look at Instagram or Snapchat or whatever it is that you scroll, whatever it is that you do. We as a group hate to be bored. We hate to have a moment alone with our thoughts. And so, like, this week where my phone won't do a thing that it's supposed to do, then I was left with, okay, let's pray about some stuff. And it was so wonderful. In fact, I got back home, and I opened Facebook for the first time in a week because I don't even have Facebook on my phone because it's a distraction. Anyway, I opened it. I have it on my iPad. I opened it on my iPad, and I hate it so much. After that week of being gone from it and realizing, I didn't even realize how toxic the place was until I opened it up and I looked at it for, I don't know, 5 or 10 minutes. I'm just like, this is horrible. Like, we get so distracted by these things that are not important at all. And so I'm clearly not going to get through this whole sermon. But if you hear nothing else, turn, before you go to bed one night, unplug your router. Turn your data off on your phone and see what your life is like the next day. I promise you, if you invested in Jesus, it'll be way better. It'll be way better. It might take a day or two or six to get used to it, but I promise it is better. So there's a scripture here I'm going to read to you. This is Psalms 118, 24. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day. This is your day. This is today. This is your day. This day is the day to be glad in it. You get July the 13th of 2025. You get that. That's a gift to you. It's been given to you. So what are you going to do with that day? Are you going to spend it distracted, or are you going to spend it here and now, being present in the moment, spending time with your kids? Like, how are you investing your life? Are you investing your life into things? Like, here's something I was really convicted of this week. Me and my family spend so much time apart. Everybody on their own screen in different rooms. So much time we spend apart. Like, we have to get better at this. Like, I don't want to be at my kid's graduation or my kid's wedding or whatever, and their memories are, or be passed away, and their memories are, wow, you remember that time we sat in our rooms and looked at our screens all apart? I don't want that to be their memories. I want to be here and now. I want to go places with, and we get confused about what life is really about, right? We live for us, don't we? I mean, we do. I'm not the only one. We live our lives like we're the point. You're not the point. You're not the focus of this. You were born to make much of Him, to bring glory to Him, to worship Him. That's your focus. That's what you get July the 13th for, is for this day to make much of Him. But we spend so much of our time focused on us, and we're not the point. You are eternal in the sense that you will live forever. And I think that your time would be much, much better invested, spent making much of Him rather than much of you. Because when you make much of you, you mess it up. Because you're a sinful person. I'm a sinful person. We're sinful people. If we make it about us, then it's just gross. We spend a lot of time here. I'll just try to hit the highlights here. We spend a lot of time distracted from the here and now by our sense of control. We want to control everything. We want to control stuff in our lives. And here's the thing. Here's what you need to hear. Like, you're not in control. You're not. If your car breaks down on the way home, you have no control over that. If your house is on fire literally right now, you have no control over that. If you get sick with something, you have no control. You don't. We like to imagine that we have control because we have money, right, or insurance. We like to imagine that we have control because we have some influence over people, and we try to manipulate and coerce and force people to do what we want them to do. But that's not control. That's manipulation, coercion, and force, right? You're not really in control. So give up that illusion, because thinking that you're in control pulls you away from the here and now. We worry. We spend so much time in worry. Shannon, put up Proverbs 3. That's in here somewhere. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek His will in all you do, and He will show you which path to take. We spend so much time worried about the future, worried about what's going on, worried about what we're going to do next, worried. And yet, if we would make Him, if we would follow Him wherever He's going, then He will show you which path to take. That's one of the things, like I said this during Kim and Sean's wedding, one of my favorite things about being married is having a teammate for life. I don't have to choose a career by myself. I don't have to buy a house by myself. I don't have to raise these kids by myself. I don't have to do these things by myself. I have a teammate for life. But how much better is the teammate that when it's God than it is my spouse? I love Shannon. She's terrific and a fantastic teammate. Maybe one of the best ever, at least for me. But she's not God. She's not the Holy Spirit, right? She sees what I see. what is directly in front of us and then in the past behind us. But God sees the whole picture. He already knows what's coming. He's already been where you're going. 10 years from now, he's already there. He's already seen it. And so what a great teammate it is to have him on your side to ask him, hey, what should I do here? He'll show you which path to take. So we spend so much time worried about things like that. And then finally, the past trips us up. This is Philippians chapter 3, verse 13 and 14, right? Yep. No, dear brothers and sisters, I have not achieved it, but I focus on this one thing, forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead. I press on to reach the end of the race to receive the heavenly prize for which God, through Christ Jesus, is calling us. Here's the thing about the past. You know you're a sinner. God knows you're a sinner. You know that God knows you're a sinner. So what do? We bunch up. Like, we know God knows we're sinners. So then we're like, I couldn't possibly do the thing that God wants me to do because of all of this yucky stuff in my past. Moses was literally a murderer. Like, you know, David gets all the credit for being a murderer or whatever. Moses killed a guy with his own hands and buried him in the sand to try to hide it. Moses was a terrible person, and he's a hero in the Bible. I don't know if any of you are murderers, perhaps, but the point is the Lord still used him. And so whatever you've got in your past, your hurt, your pain, your betrayal, your sin, your gut, your griminess, your selfishness, whatever things that you remember about you, the Lord is not holding that over your head. Let go of the past. It's time to move forward with him. You have this moment to start looking forward. Stop looking backwards. It's only pulling you away from the here and now. And yes, you have sin in your life. You do. You have sin in your past. I have sin in my past. Things that I'm embarrassed of, things that I'm ashamed of, things that I feel terrible about, and yet here I stand in front of you. If the Lord didn't disqualify me for the ugly things that I've done in my past, then he's not disqualified you. Like, the Lord is calling you to witness to somebody. Well, I can't witness to them because they saw me like lose my temper the other day. I can't witness to this person because they know what I'm really like. It doesn't work that way. The Lord wants you to make much of him, even if your past is terrible. Okay, so here's what we're gonna do, and we're gonna do this. We're gonna do the thing. Okay. We're gonna sing that turn your eyes upon Jesus. We're just going to sing like that part of that verse a couple of times over. What I imagine in my mind for this is for you to make this an anthem for you, to turn your eyes away from your cell phone and turn your eyes to Jesus. Look full in his glorious face, and then the things of this earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. Turn your eyes on Jesus. And so, are you ready? Almost. Okay. So, I'm going to pray, and then I want you to, we're just going to sing this a couple of times through, maybe three, just depends on how you guys are responding. I just want you to make this real between you and God. Like, just full sing this song and make this a commitment, like an anthem between you and the Lord. I will turn my attention to you. I'll let go of the past. I'll let go of the worries. I'll let go of control, and I will put my trust in you. Father, in the name of Jesus, you are good. God, you're not worried for us, so why should we be worried for us? God, you're not thinking about our past. Why should we be thinking about our past? God, you're not trying to control us. God, you give us free will. Lord, why are we trying to control? Lord, I pray that over the next few, like these few bars or whatever it is that we sing here, Lord, God, I pray that we would make this an anthem between us and you. God, that we're turning our eyes to you completely. In Jesus' name, amen. You guys can stand up if you want.
Things of earth will grow.
are surrendered to you, God, that we turn our eyes to you, that we focus our attention on you. You're the King, not us. You are full of glory, not us. God, help us to remember this day after day after day after day after day and be here and now for the rest of our lives. God, you're good. We bless you in Jesus' holy name. Amen. Thank you, guys. Be blessed. Have a great day.